Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of The Life of Pharaoh Poe. Should have changed it to The Life and Times of Pharaoh Poe. What is this show about? That's what it's about, basically my life, man. Pharaoh Poe. Call myself a Pharaoh because I did that 23andMe, and I found out I was related to Pharaoh Ramses. So it kind of defines my thinking. I've always been trying to better myself and just do better with life and just learn and grow. Always just been on some king stuff. So now I just went from a king to a pharaoh. So, but everybody could be a pharaoh. Because I always say the first, like if you're a king, the first castle is castle in your mind. So that's why I say life and times of Pharaoh Poe. And yeah, this podcast is entitled Pro Wrestling is Essential. So I know in Florida, they just passed a law. Florida is currently under a safe there at home order, but they had it where the governor, he ruled pro wrestling essential. And I know a lot of people catching flack about that, but shit. They say WWE Universe, it's a WWE Universe. And there's a lot of people at home. There's a lot of people watch TV. A lot of people need that entertainment. So I don't think it's that bad. But just on a little twist off that, I'm just going to talk about my top 10 favorite wrestlers. So I'm just going to start, you know, Life and Times Pharaoh Poe. So I'm just going to start doing a lot of top 10 lists. So I might come back top 10 rappers or top 10 books, top 10 movies, even though I might not have 10 movies. But just so you can know more about me. And wherever you're listening to this today, I appreciate you. And you can follow me on Poe Politicking on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you on social media, Poe Politicking. Yeah. So my top 10 wrestlers. And first thing, my love for wrestling. So I don't know, I just been watching wrestling for a long time. I'm from Mississippi, so I think I first started watching, the first one was like the Memphis wrestling, so like USWA. So I grew up on like Jerry the King Lawler. I think it was Wildcat Wendell Cooley. And I remember Jeff Jarrett. So I grew up watching that. Then after that, I started watching, you know, the 80s WWE. I actually have a WWF tattoo on my arm. And also my Warrior tattoo. So I grew up off that. You know, WWE, especially, you know, in the 80s, they was big on promoting to kids. So everything was bigger in life. So they actually looked like superheroes. But then at the same time, every Saturday night on 6:05, NWA, WCW was on. And everybody, they thought the WWF back then in the 80s, they thought the NWA and WCW was the real wrestling and WWF was fake wrestling. But I say, I guess the NWA one was just more focused on the storylines and actual wrestling. And like I said, WWF was more worried about the characters. So that's why they had the big muscle dudes or the clowns or the barber. So then I started watching, after that it turned to WWE and WCW. So everybody remember those wars, the Monday Night Wars. Remember trying to flip back, watching this, but you want to watch the other match. It's NWO on one channel, then the other channel is Stone Cold and The Rock and Mankind. So you flipping back and forth doing the commercials, trying to see what's going on. So and then my cousins and my homies, you heard Curtis Payne. We had that show, he was talking about it. We used to save our money up. We was in school. Save our money up to watch them pay-per-views, man. Get some pizza. We used to be loving life. Watching pay-per-views, start wrestling after. That was good times. Then after that, I started, I remember when I was like 15, 16, ECW came out. And man, you couldn't tell me nothing about WCW. I mean, ECW was so raw. You couldn't tell me it wasn't real. I just knew it was real. But the only thing about ECW, I didn't really know what time it came on. I just knew it came on late at night. So it was Friday and Saturday. I'm staying up late at night trying to wait on ECW. But yeah. So then, that was like 2000s. And I went to the Marine Corps, so I wasn't watching it as much. But then when I picked back up, I started watching WWE again. Impact. I really started liking it. I started liking Impact more than WWE. I like Impact a lot, but then it kind of, a lot of Impact's wrestlers went to WWE, like AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode. Yeah, a lot more, but a lot of their wrestlers went over there, so Right now, I'm watching. Sometimes I watch AEW. I watch Major League Wrestling. I really like that one. That's on YouTube. I like Power, NWA Power. It's on YouTube. What else I watch? I just started watching Impact a little bit more. I watch the Ring of Honor. Their clips on YouTube. So, what else do I watch? Yeah, I think that's most of the ones I'm watching right now. So, my top 10 wrestlers. First, I want to go with my honorable mentions. So, the first one, Samoa Joe. And if I'm saying Samoa Joe, I got to say Taz, too. Because Taz kind of created Samoa Joe. He's kind of that same character a little bit. But Samoa Joe and Taz, I'm big fans of them, their styles. The suplexes, the strong, kind of like strong style. And then I like Chris Jericho. Shout out. He got some of his wine, his champagne, a little bit of the bubbly. Chris Jericho, I just like how he, his character just evolved throughout the years. He never stayed the same. He always adds a little bit more to his character. And of course, they're not on my top 10, but I know everybody's going to say them. So I just put them on my honorable mention. The Rock, Stone Cold. So, but this is no, I don't want to say it's no order of the wrestlers. It's just the wrestlers I like. I didn't want to like order from top 10, 10 and 1. These are just the wrestlers I really like. So, Kurt Angle. Big fan of Kurt Angle. You know, he was Olympic gold medalist. But, you know, moonsaults, he'd be doing crazy suplexes. So he's kind of that same hybrid from Taz, Samoa Joe, but big fan of Kurt Angle. I really liked his wrestling when he moved to Impact. He had a lot of good matches in Impact. Big Van Vader. I mean, when I first saw Big Van Vader, man, he's a big dude. Really big dude to be doing moonsaults. I think he's about 350. He's doing moonsaults off the top rope, shit like that. His powerbomb was crazy. So, big fan of him. Big Van Vader. Like I said, I remember he had some great matches with Sting and Ric Flair back in the day. And then the next one is their team, but it's probably one of my favorite teams. Rogue Warrior, Animal, Hawk, the Legion of Doom. So I already got to say why I'm on the list. Everybody, if you know anything about wrestling, you know why I got Rogue Warriors on my list. Then Rick Rude. Rick Rude was the truth. I remember coming in with that robe. Let me y'all be quiet while y'all Minnesota mud butts. See a real man look like. Girls be out there fainting shit, man. So Rick Rude was raw. This guy's kind of new schooler, but I like him a lot. AJ Styles. That's kind of what turned me on the Impact, because I started watching AJ Styles perform. I really like his matches. Ultimate Warrior, of course. I said I got a tattoo of him, so Ultimate Warrior was one of them larger-than-life characters I saw and just really made me like wrestling more and more. Speaking of larger than life. Watch your man, man. Yeah, Macho Man. You know, Macho Man was wrong. I thought Macho Man was black for the longest. That's why I thought Macho Man was black. Then Sting. Sting was raw. Back in the day, Sting. I didn't like the Crow Sting. Like the White Sting. I like the old school Beach Lunch Sting, but I've been with a fan with Sting for a long time. Even when he went to Impact, I kept watching him. Ric Flair, big fan of Ric Flair. Old school stuff. I like all, not even when he was ended up being with like WCW, Eric Bischoff era. I'm talking about that the 80s era, Crockett and all that. That's when he was shining. So I like, big fan of Ric Flair. And my last wrestler is, can you dig it, sucker? Yeah, Booker T. And then, Booker T is just so funny. Especially when he came out and started doing that King Booker shit. Man, that King Booker shit was so crazy. So, anybody, y'all got the network, go watch him when he was doing King Booker. Or just look it up on YouTube, some of them King Booker skits. But yeah, that's my top 10 favorite wrestlers with some honorable mentions. And also, I did 5 of my favorite female wrestlers. And my honorable mentions are Mickie James. She was a great wrestler. Becky Lynch, the man. I think she's really killing shit right now. And Gail Kim, she's been around for a long time, and she's really good. But I think she's going to get her shine in WWE like she should have. And then the wrestlers I like. I was a big fan of Lita and Trish Stratus when they had their feuds and they was wrestling in the Attitude Era. Miss Jackie, she was like the first black wrestler I saw. She came out with Harlem Heat, and she's really did good. She's the representative. I think she fought some guys a couple times. Then Jazz. Jazz is like, she was in WWE, but even after WWE, she ended up being the NWA. She ended up being, I think she's like the longest reigning women's champion in NWA. She had it for like years. So I like Jazz. And Chyna. I remember when she first came on the scene with DX, she was killing shit. So shout out to Chyna. Then my managers, I did top five managers, wrestling managers. And then to my honorable mentions. And then the managers, people are like, why are you talking about the managers? Well, managers, man, they can enhance a wrestler. You know, having a good manager is a good part of the character. So, Mr. Fuji. I used to like Mr. Fuji. Sensational Sherry and Miss Elizabeth. Then my five managers, I used to like Paul Bearer. Like I said, I think he really helped Undertaker. He, then Paul Heyman, how he comes out with Brock Lesnar all the time. And then Jim Cornette, I like him. You know, he caught some flack a couple of months ago. But I like Jim Cornette. Slick, because Slick used to be like, turn off the lights, because the party's over. Then I like the people he used to manage. I think he managed Kamala, One Man Gang. Then, you know, the late, great Bobby Brain, he was a great, he had the Heenan family. Yeah, this crew was tight. It was like NWO before NWO. But yeah, just want to chop it up about a little wrestling. So anybody like wrestling, you hit me up. You tell me your list, who you like. Until next time, this is Pharaoh Poe. And y'all stay safe out there. Y'all.